So our tech segment this morning is skewing very low tech, folk, as in there's a sucker born every minute. P.T. Barnum said that back in the 19th century. In the 21st century, it could be a nanosecond a sucker is born, every nanosecond. But the deal is the same. Computers now are a window into the vulnerable, the gullible people who can't resist a come-on like this. Let me start by introducing myself properly. I am Mr. Tijani Yusufi, credit officer with the Union Bank of Nigeria PLC Benin branch. I came to know of you in my private search for a reliable and reputable person to handle this confidential transaction, which involves transferring huge sum of money. Am I getting it? Am I getting it? To a foreign account requiring maximum confidence. Tempted yet? Want to hit that return key? Well, the almost cliché tortured English of these so-called 419 scams, named for a Nigerian anti-fraud law. Mostly these scammers work in email. But the newest twist now is scamming in Craigslist and other social networking platforms. They're familiar, but there's a new mechanism, a new twist. Joining us now is Jackie Chang, associate editor of the tech news site Ars Technica via WBEZ, public radio station in Chicago. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Ryan LaBarge joins us from Ann Arbor, Michigan. He was nearly scammed by a Craigslist housing scammer. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
And right here in the studio is Amir Orad, executive vice president of the anti-fraud firm Actimize. He's also an expert on financial crime and cybersecurity. Amir, good morning.
Good morning.
Was I tempting you there with my Nigerian scam voice there?
Yeah.
What is it that makes this a tech story? Because it seems to me that if you fall for something like this, you really need to have your head examined.
Well, the issue is, you know, we have so many emails that you can send in one click of a button. It's just easy to do it. And if you send to enough people, one of them will be naive enough to click the button.
What is it, Jackie Chang, about the emails and the use of Craigslist in this particular case and other social networking sites that makes these kinds of scams more possible to actually result in a few thousand up to maybe $10,000-$20,000 being scammed out of people?
Well, using Craigslist means that you get to reach, you know, that many more people. Email is of course, you know, a great way to spam, you know, millions of people at once. But Craigslist, if you put an ad on Craigslist, you get a lot of responses, or you might spam Craigslist like real people's listings, you know, to try and get a bite.
Ryan LaBarge, I don't want to disparage the fact that you were nearly scammed by a Craigslist housing scammer, but it does seem to me that there's something about browsing on the web and going through email where a line or a couple of words grabs your attention and suddenly your wallet opens up. What happened with you?
Yeah, it's really all about anonymity. Somebody tried to scam me on Craigslist. I was looking for a new place to rent after my lease was going up. And it was just a really good offer and a nice place to town, and I tried to get some information about it, and the person at first seemed legit, then kind of led me on more and more. I kind of got the idea I was being scammed.
So, Ryan, this is Amy Holmes here. Is the problem or potentially the vulnerability with Craigslist, though, is that there are legitimate things on Craigslist? So how do you sort between them?
Oh, right, absolutely. It was a legitimate home at a correct address. The pictures were correct. It looks like somebody just went on Craigslist when somebody else was trying to rent out that house and just took it over. But I think the thing that makes these new and fresh is it's just a different attack vector than what you normally expect in email.
Amir, let's talk about the modality here. I mean, it's a classic scam, and it really goes back to, you know, it goes back thousands of years, really. You basically, to get a huge amount of money, give me a smaller amount of money, and I'll help you get this huge amount of money, and before you know it, you're out $20,000 in maybe increments of $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 at a time. What is it that gets people to hit the send button and actually disclose financial information or actually send money?
So for some reason, people trust the written word much more. So if some guy walks down the street with a chain of keys and telling you, I'll give you this house I have for $10,000, you'll never do it. But for some reason, if it's online, nice pictures, looks real, you're more likely to believe it, the written word.
But even though the grammar is wrong, a reliable and reputable person to handle this confidential transaction, which involves huge sum of money to foreign account, that's not a clue.
And all caps, by the way.
Yeah. So there are actually some very good ones. I can tell you, this nanny I know just got a job offer downtown, and she got prepaid the first check, $5,000. And after they paid her the check, they asked to get the fee in return, $1,000 from it. Now, the issue is once you deposit the check, it will bounce. But you already paid $1,000, and it's too late.
So it's all about getting you involved in in certain sort of phantom transactions, but one of them is suddenly taking money from you. That's Amir Arad, Executive Vice President of the anti-fraud firm Actimize. Jackie Chang, Associate Editor of Ars Technica. What are investigators doing to prevent this sort of thing, or is there really little that can be done?
Well, I think the biggest push is education. So, the FBI put out a notice about a month ago that housing scams were growing on Craigslist. And, you know, it's more about just making the public aware of what's going on because, you know, this kind of thing happens so much and there's so much email and Craigslist listings going up that it's kind of hard to stay on top of every single thing. And I do know that a number of people who have been scammed have reported it to the FBI and that kind of thing. And they are, you know, trying their best to help those people out, but I think the first line of attack is definitely education.
So, Jackie, in the interest of educating our listeners, what exactly is the scam? You go on Craigslist, you want to buy, rent a house. What happens next?
There are actually two sides to this. Nigerian scammers, or 419 scammers, have been making listings for houses for rent, either to actually live in, you know, for the next year or, you know, for vacation houses. And they're hoping that people will respond and communicate with them over email. And then the story is, I had to move, I had to go to UK, I had to go to Africa, and I want someone to watch over the house. And so you, as the renter, you know, they kind of suck you in because they make you feel like they have, you know, this confidence in you that you're going to take care of their beloved house. And they want you to send them your, you know, like security deposit to Nigeria or whatever. And, of course, the idea is that, you know, they don't actually really own the house and, you know, they're just going to run off with your security deposit and you're not going to have a place to live.
Sure. Well, Ryan LaBarge, how do you sort out what is a fake, a fraudulent offer for an exchange of real estate? Because it's a huge business online. The legitimate business is huge.
Yeah, it's really huge. There's Craigslist and there's so many different other websites that you can get these listings on for free or, you know, for low cost. So there's plenty of opportunity for these people to do that. And it really just comes down. Nobody's trying to. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for that. That's our tech segment. Right? No such thing as a free lunch. Ryan LaBarge, nearly scammed by a Craigslist housing scammer, and nobody's pulling the wool over his eyes. Jackie Chang, associate editor of the tech news site Ars Technica. Last word, Amir Arad, executive vice president of the anti-fraud firm Actimize.
You know, like we said in X-Files, trust no one. Think twice.
There's your takeaway. Trust no one. Thanks, Amir.
So we want to ask you, aside from Nigerian scams, is there opportunity in recession? When have you taken a risk despite the odds?
Tobin Word of Sandwich, Massachusetts. And my partner and I are probably 3 days, 4 days away from opening a new cafe coffee house. We've decided that the best way to go is a sort of Panera Bread meets Starbucks concept. No wait staff. Everything will be ordered at the counter. And we think that it's a good concept for the times that we're living in. Hopefully.
John, you got to love that optimistic spirit.
Love that,
don't you love it?
A lot of businesses started during the Depression.
So please give us a call. Tell us your take at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. If you missed anything, we're always here at thetakeaway.org. Take our podcast to go. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or iTunes.
I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Amy Holmes, and you've been listening to The Takeaway.